But other people in the past have attempted to do research on the socioeconomic effects of forestry in Leitrim, like UCD did research there a couple of years ago after a lot of protests by the IFA. But that research didn't do what it was supposed to do. It actually just was done to promote forestry in Leitrim. But what they done was they looked at what a farmer could gain from being involved in sheep or suckling, and then they compared what he could have got if he had sold his land into forestry. But that's not what we're concerned about in Leitrim. We're concerned about what the effect on our local economy is if we lose our land to forestry and to external ownership. Like, if money comes into Leitrim sort of through traditional agriculture, there's a multiplier effect of 4 for the local economy. But if land ends up being, and that's because local people are handling that money and are in control of that money. But if land moves out of local ownership, then any money that comes out of that land leaves the local economy and it goes somewhere else.
And councillor, it's a very important topic for you. It sounds like that local ownership remains in terms of land in Leitrim, and also that the impact of it is certainly known by the wider public as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like we have to own all the land, but I think from the research that we've done ourselves, 50% of the productive land has moved from, we call it traditional agriculture, to forestry in the last 30, 35 years. But that means there's some major changes happening in Leitrim, and there are effects from that. So we need to make sure that we have an understanding of what could happen, and we need to do something in time, you know, and we have to take responsibility for that. Like, we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed the loss of our land to happen, but there's a tipping point when we move from being an agricultural economy, in a local economy, to becoming an extractive economy for outside interests.